Welcome to the Brent Gove Podcast with co-host Eric Laufholm. We are building 1 million agents in 100 countries in 10 years. Now, here's your host, Brent Gove.
Hi, this is Eric Laufholm, and I want to welcome all of you to the Brent Gove Podcast. Today, I'm joined by another amazing guest. Today, I'm joined by Marguerite Crispillo. She has 30 years of experience in real estate, over 4,000 transactions, a tremendous expert when it comes to all things real estate. Marguerite, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me today.
All right. Well, today we are going to talk about the listing index multiplier. And I know that this is one of the things that you've done to increase your business. And I heard you share it the other day at Brent's weekly sales meeting. And I love the idea and I wanted to have you share it on the podcast. So why don't you either jump right into that, or if there's anything else you want to share in front of that, and we can get our conversation going.
Awesome. Well, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me. And yeah, so it's kind of crazy because I learned this technique, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago from a good friend of mine, Dean Jackson. And it's called the listing index multiplier. And what it comes down to is that it seems that so many agents get into the kind of churn and burn 'em mode where get a client, move on. And they forget that the earning potential of a particular client can be one time, three times, five times, 100 times. I mean, I have a client that I've worked with since 1997 who's sent over 65 referrals, seven levels deep, right?
Wow.
And it's generated well over $400,000 in commissions since 1997. So if we can shift our focus to being a one-time transactional type agent to more of a repeat and referral type agent, we can do way more business in less time, less cost, everything. So the listing index multiplier comes down to how do you take one listing that you get and five times it? And can you track it to earn five times the transactions from one? So let's use an example. You get a great listing at 123 Main Street with Bob and Julie Smith. And you can handle that transaction one time, or you can find out ways to get additional business from that one transaction that will result in more income for you in less time, less hassle. So for example, the first thing you can do, we look at it on a 5-point system. So every listing and every buyer, frankly, you can do this with as well. So point one means you actually sell that listing. That's a bonus, right? Now, most of the agents or listings are selling if they're priced right. But the truth is, we have an entire generation of agents and consumers who've not seen a challenging market since 2010, right? So now we're starting to hear agents say, oh, my listing is sitting, and they don't know what to do or how to do it. So that's a whole nother topic about making sure you're pricing it right and marketing things right. But let's say you get the listing sold, that's one point. Another point is if you find a buyer for that home. So you reach out to your network, you reach out to your database, you do open houses, you do whatever you can, and you end up with a buyer who buys that home. That's point two. Point three is if you find a buyer who came in as a result of that home, but they end up buying another home. So maybe that house didn't work for them, but they buy another home in the area or another home down the street or something else. That buyer buys another home, that gives you 3 points, right? The fourth point is, can you get another listing from that listing? Meaning maybe it's in that area. If you're door knocking, walking the neighborhood, you had a neighbor come in, somehow you generate, and people forget many times that open house that you're doing, there's also a lot of sellers that are looking to see what you're doing to market their home. They're effectively interviewing you, right? To see if you're going to be able to do a great job selling their home. So that's point four. Point five is, did you get a referral from that listing, from those sellers? Did you actually get a referral? If you were to get all 5 points, and let's just say your average commission is $10,000, you just took $10,000 to $50,000 off of one transaction. It's kind of crazy what's possible. And you can do the same thing for buyers. So are you tracking that? Are you tracking the results from the advertising and the marketing you're doing to help you actually see what kind of results are you getting? And for us, on average, on my team, we're getting 2.5 to 3 points per client listing that we get. So I'll take that all day long versus advertising in Zillow or spending thousands of dollars on realtor.com or any of that. How can you make it your goal to 5 times every single transaction you do? Can you get a listing from it? Can you get a buyer from it that buys in another area? Can you get a referral out of it? Can you get another listing? What can you do to double, triple, quadruple, quintuple? What's that? Five? Quintuple your transactions instead of just being this churn and burn machine, transactional machine that's not getting referrals. What do you think about that, Eric?
I think it's brilliant. And it makes me think about going to like a Vegas buffet. And it's the opposite of a Vegas buffet in this context. You go to the buffet and you might have this like really amazing steak, but you're just so full. You don't eat, you leave the steak on the plate and there's just, you get 3 desserts and you only eat one of them. And there's just all this amazing food that's just sitting there that doesn't get utilized because there's a buffet and there's so much there. And we're not thinking about, you don't think at a buffet maximizing, you know, your plate. It's the opposite.
Right.
And you're talking about really maximizing the lead. And I love the specific strategy and how you laid it out here. And I also love the kind of broader mindset of how can we squeeze every ounce of juice, you know, out of this orange. Because it goes where my brain goes is there's an even broader application. And before I get into that, those of you that regularly listen to the podcast, you always hear me at the end say, you know, listen to the podcast multiple times to put the best ideas of our guest, in this case, Marguerite's ideas, into the subconscious. And so this content is so deep. If you will go back and listen to this podcast a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a fifth, maybe even a seventh time, to really start getting the mindset of maximizing, because let's go a little broader now, because I know, because I've interviewed you before, you have your database that you market to. So that's kind of a strategy even beyond this one, where you're staying in touch with people that in some cases they're previous clients, and in other cases they're just people in your network. Could you talk about the importance of having a database and then actually, you know, using it to stay in touch with people?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me how many agents say, oh yeah, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. Right. And then they're asking which database should you use. I mean, I've talked to agents that have been 20 years in the business and don't have a database. They're like, well, you know, I have the contacts in my phone. I'm like, okay, well, that also is a database, but what are you doing to actually stay in contact with these people? Because here's the crazy part. We go through a real estate transaction with somebody, which is one of the biggest financial decisions they make in their life. And we, many times the good agents become friends with them. They, you know, we get to know them. You're talking to them every single day. Then guess what? We get down to the closing table. They sign all their final closing documents and then we break up with them. And we don't communicate with them anymore. We're like, okay, well, done with that. Well, how would that make you feel, first of all? And second, what if you continued to maintain that relationship to not only be able to help these people in the future by staying in contact with them, but to help their family and friends? Isn't that really the goal, in my opinion? And so it's insane to me that more agents don't have any kind of database program that they utilize on a consistent basis, and they don't stay in contact. I can mail a simple letter of the heart to my database, which I have for the last 30 years, way cheaper than I can spend money on Zillow, Realtor.com, billboards, park benches. And the truth is, when those clients come to me, they already know me, like me, and trust me. So I'm not spending a ton of time trying to build that relationship with them. They've either been referred or they've been, have used me in the past. So why would you not focus on the people that have already worked with you? It's crazy to me. And it's sad that so many agents haven't put in that time or effort, and they're just out there churning and burning through clients. And it's a big reason why I think a lot of consumers are a little frustrated with the real estate industry overall.
Yeah, I think it really starts with mindset, and it's to your point about the listing index multiplier, which is a strategy, but it's also a mindset of how can I get additional business. And I have told this story many, many times, and I'll share it again. I've shared it on this podcast before. The home that I'm in now in Rockland, the agent actually did an extra mile job because I couldn't get the loan through. And so he's like, well, why don't we do a lease option? And I'm like, they're never going to go for a lease option. I live right behind the high school in a gated community. It was fairly priced. It'd been on the market for 9 days. I'm like, they're not going to do a lease option. And he goes, well, why don't we try it? I don't even know how it happened. But the bottom line is they agreed to the lease option. So the agent created the lease option, and then the option came due, and then we're able to buy the property. And this is pre-COVID, and all the values have gone up. So the agent did an amazing job, and I haven't heard from him since we closed, and it's been a couple of years. So, like, even though he just did amazing, and I would not be in this house without his work, I haven't heard from him in a couple of years.
Right. More
So,
than a couple. I mean, pre-COVID, we're now looking at 5 years, right?
yeah, well, he came back into the picture when the option was due, because that's how he got paid. Because
All
the
right.
option, the lease option, I don't think he got any money. I don't know if he did or didn't, but he got the real estate commission on the close of the option when it became a purchase. But the point is that he had the rapport and relationship, and now he's like lost it. And it's so easy to stay in touch with your previous clients in your network, especially if you have a database, because now you don't have to think about all these thousands of people. You just send out the email, or you send out the mail, or whatever you're up to with your with doing that. And so I loved what you said about some agents are still trying to figure out which database to use. It doesn't even matter. Just pick one.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't pick, it doesn't matter. I mean,
One.
and I say that all the time, like the best one is the one you'll use, right? We all know that. We know that to be true. Yet I literally see that question every single day on social media, like which database you're using in the real estate groups, right? So it's like it doesn't really matter. Just pick one and use one. And ideally pick one and stick with it. What happens too many times, they pick one and they're like, oh, well, this one has more bells and whistles. I'm going to try that one. Oh, let me try this one. And then their stuff gets all messed up. I've seen people do it over and over and over again. It doesn't, what you need is a database that holds their name, address, phone number, email address, right? And maybe some notes about them, like do they have kids? Do they have dogs? Do they love pickleball? I mean, what that kind of things do they love that you can? It's crazy to me because data is so valuable. And if you look, for example, who is the best data miner in the world? Facebook. Like Facebook knows all your details, right? They know your birthday, they know who you're married to, they know who your kids are, they know all of it. And they've been collecting data, and then what did they do? They turned around and they started selling that data, right? Now they're even charging you. You want to be verified? Now you can pay $12 a month, right? Because they know who their influencers are. So data is so valuable, and we have access to tons of data that we're doing nothing with. The sad thing is, even our data is being sold to companies like Zillow and, Realtor.com and all these different companies is being sold to them, and we're not benefiting from that. So it's insane. The number one thing you have to realize in any business, whether this is real estate or anything, The most valuable people that you have are the people that know you, like you, and trust you. And if you put them in a database and you take great care of them, you don't have to worry about getting new business because these people will refer you over and over and over again. Like, I always think about that with like a, I don't know, we'll use a carpet cleaner, for example. They don't give any deals to their clients, but they'll give you a new deal as a new client. It's like, why don't you give the deals to the people who've been using you and encourage them to refer people to you? It seems like that might be a better way to go. I see it all the time. Oh, we'll give a 20% discount to new customers. I've been coming here for 10 years. I can't get a discount. You know? Oh, well, thank you so much for coming here. No, no discount. So it's just kind of crazy to me that people don't take better care of the people that are right around them.
Yeah, I want to share two other thoughts. And one about the importance of staying in touch with people. I don't ever plan to sell my house, you know, based on appreciation, my mortgage. It's just a good deal to stay here. Having said that, last week I was in Tennessee on business. I was at a conference and I had my made available for my wife to come with me. So I was at the conference and she was driving around Tennessee and she's kind of liking Tennessee. And so we got into this conversation about, well, maybe we would move to Tennessee at some point, but not if we ended up doing that the way we were discussing it. We weren't planning on selling our property in Rockland. But if you were my agent and you were just checking in with me and you asked me the question, have you ever thought about moving out of California? It's like, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. My wife and I were just in Tennessee. And then maybe there's a referral opportunity to an agent in Tennessee or whatever the case may be. But there's value in knowing that if you stay in touch with people.
100%.
And if you're not staying in touch with them, like my agent has, the agent that helped me with this property has no idea that my wife and I were just in Tennessee. And the other thing I want to share on this listing index multiplier and expanding the thinking to creating additional business out of one transaction, to applying that to agent attraction. And so some of you that are listening right now, you all are also doing agent attraction and thinking about putting in those agents that you're pursuing into a database and dripping on them and staying in contact with them, because there are some pretty smart EXP agents that have a database full of real estate agents that they drip on. And so, you know, they made the connection of, okay, same email marketing or stay in touch marketing to my sphere and database. They brought it over to the real estate agent side as well. And that's something for all of you, if you want to do agent attraction, to be thinking about having a separate in marketing, we call it a tag, tagging your database, consumers, you know, previous clients and agents. And then, you know, when these events are coming up, inviting them to those events. And so I'm going to give you, Marguerite, the last word. It's open. Anything you want to share before we finish up today on any topic we've covered or haven't covered?
Well, you know what? People follow people and they build relationships with other people that, again, they know, like, and trust, people that they are comfortable with. Whether that applies to selling real estate, whether that applies to selling ice cream widgets, or, you know, agent attraction. At the end of the day, people want to work with somebody they know, like, and trust. If you have a choice of going to the yogurt shop, frozen yogurt shop owned by your friends, or just a random frozen yogurt shop, most people will choose to support the ones that is their friends and family. So staying in contact with those people and letting them know what you're doing and what you're working on and how you can help them is one of the most valuable things that you can do, in my opinion. And it's the best way to give back and to build those relationships and to help others. How can you support other people's businesses, whatever they might be? And the truth is, they will support you as long as you stay in contact with them and they know who you are and where to find you.
Yeah, I love that. And I really enjoyed the conversation. I think it's a really important conversation for a lot of our listeners. And as I already stated in this podcast once, listen to the podcast multiple times to put Marguerite's best ideas into your subconscious mind, especially if you've been transaction focused as opposed to relationship focused. Obviously, we need to close transactions, but real estate is very much a relationship business. And you all have previous clients, you have a sphere of influence, your network that you work with. So stay in touch with them. And Marguerite, thank you so much. And Brent, thanks you for being our guest on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, with that, that's going to wrap up another great edition of the Brent Go podcast. Thank you all for listening. Please share this episode with your team and with your organization, and we'll see you on the next show.
Okay, so here's the deal. We have incredible information, video content on my YouTube channel. Go over there and make sure you subscribe. And it's vital that you ring the bell. If you ring that bell every time I put out new content, it's actually going to notify you and you can get the latest and greatest of what's happening at eXp. Now, don't forget to like me on Facebook so you can also get that content. And then follow me on Instagram. We're hitting everybody high, low, and in between. We're trying to get the information out there so you can build big businesses, revenue share organizations. So go to YouTube right now. Please subscribe and ring that bell. Like me on Facebook and follow me on Instagram. We'll see you out there.